About 6 months before Jesus was born, his mother Mary went to visit her cousin Elizabeth. Elizabeth was pregnant with John the Baptist. And here's what Luke tells us about that meeting from Luke chapter 1. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." Elizabeth recognizes that the Lord has chosen Mary and blessed her to carry the promised Savior. Elizabeth calls her the mother of my Lord. She acknowledges that Mary's child in her womb is God, our Savior. And Elizabeth also says, "Blessed is she who believed what was spoken to her by the Lord." Mary also believed what God had told her about the child she would bear. In a sense, Mary was the first New Testament believer in the promised Savior, and she recognizes him to be her Savior also. As she says, "My spirit rejoices in God my Savior." Mary's response to Elizabeth was the song that we know as the Magnificat, which is also recorded in Luke chapter 1 also. Please turn to page 123 in the front part of the hymnary, and there you will find that scripture text set to music. This song of Mary, the Magnificat, is a song of faith in Christ as the Savior, and it's one of the very earliest Christian hymns. Its poetry is like the Psalms. That was Mary's hymn book. Her song reflects what she heard in home and synagogue with her family. She praises God for his mercy and grace to her, a lowly girl from the little town of Nazareth. But she was from the tribe of Judah and the line of David, to fulfill God's promise concerning the Messiah. She begins with the words, "My soul magnifies the Lord." A magnifying glass focuses on things and makes them seem big and important. To magnify God is simply to acknowledge his greatness, how important he is. Our gracious God cares about the lowly, the lost, and the poor. Our merciful Lord promises to help his people and to save them from their sins. He does this through his son Jesus, who is also Mary's son. Jesus' miracles show us that he is powerful to heal the blind, the deaf, the lame, and even to raise the dead. Mary knows these things about her son, who is also her Lord and Savior. Let's sing the first 6 verses of the Magnificat on page 123.
Thank you.
Please turn to hymn 47. The Song of Mary has also been set to many musical forms, including this hymn version from the time of the Reformation. This is the 500th anniversary year of the Reformation. Martin Luther, we remember, grew up in an atmosphere that revered Mary almost as much as Jesus. In some ways, people feared Jesus as a mighty and angry judge, and so they directed their thoughts and their prayers to his gentle mother, Mary. But Luther came to understand things differently. He still highly regarded Mary, and we still honor her as God's chosen virgin to give birth to the Christ child. We call her the Mother of God. But by doing so, we are saying more about her child than about Mary herself. Mary's son is our God, our Lord, our Savior, just as he is her God, her Lord, and her Savior. In a Christmas sermon, Martin Luther wrote, "If I believe in my heart that Christ is my Savior, I shall not fail to love the Mother Mary, and even more her child, and especially the Father. For then, when Christ is my Savior, I have no angry God." Let us finish singing the Magnificat by singing hymn 47, verses 4 through 6. Please turn to hymn 268. The Reformation also traveled north to Denmark and Norway. Of course, there was also devotion to Mary in those countries during Roman Catholic times, and many hymns written to Mary and about her. These hymns were loved by the people, and they also contained the truths of the gospel. It only took a little adjustment of words to turn these hymns directed to Mary into hymns directed to Christ. This hymn, On Mary, Virgin Undefiled, is a favorite for Christmas time because it speaks of the prophecies of Christ's birth. It praises Jesus as our Savior. So many amazing events surround the birth of Christ: the shepherds, the angels, the virgin birth. With the shepherds, we worship the Christ child. We remember the angels singing and sing with them. And with Mary, we keep and ponder all these wonders and miracles in our heart. May God keep Christ, our Savior, in our hearts at Christmas time and throughout our life. Let us stand and sing On Mary, Virgin Undefiled, verses 1, 3, 4, and 5. peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.